You may have seen the Greater New Orleans Immunization Network's big white bus parked around town, maybe in front of a grocery store or a strip mall. It's been around since 1998, offering free vaccinations to boost the immunization rate for young children. But network director Charmaine Alessandro says it was only after Hurricane Katrina that it became clear just how much work the program still had to do.
Following Katrina, there were so many school-age children coming to our mobile unit without any shot records at all. And the parent would say, well, I had a copy, but my house flooded. The doctor's office flooded. The school flooded. So we had thousands of children who actually had no evidence of ever being vaccinated.
So the immunization network started going directly to New Orleans area schools. And here, the situation proved more alarming still.
What we found was, in some cases, for example, I remember one school in New Orleans East that I think had something like 12 or 15% of their children were up to date on immunizations. Well, that's a disaster waiting to happen, I think. And as I recall, we had one high school on the West Bank that was even lower than that.
That's Roger Gorman, Director of Development at Children's Hospital, which oversees the immunization network. He says some of these students had been vaccinated and simply had no record of it. But still, it pointed to a huge public health need, one with far-reaching consequences for children, families, and the whole healthcare system.
Typically, for every dollar you spend on immunizing children, you save $27. And in a state like ours, that is not exactly the wealthiest state in the country, those savings are very important.
The issue, says Alessandro, is usually a combination of education and access, and a lack of both. Too many parents don't regularly bring their children to see a doctor, she says. They don't know which shots they need, and they don't know where to start. The answer was to bring free immunization services to the schools.
It's easy for parents. You know, you don't have to take time off from work. You don't have to make a doctor's appointment. All you have to do is sign the permission slip, and your child can get the shot at school.
The school immunization program started in 2007 in 7 schools. Today, it serves 68 schools, relying on just 2 nurses, a secretary, a minivan, and free vaccines provided through federal health programs.
We used to see 1,000 kids a year. Last year, we saw 14,000 kids through our mobile unit, and then we saw another 10,000 kids through our school program. We're giving just under 38,000 shots a year.
It's adding up to healthier children, fewer emergency room visits, and less risk for others, like the elderly and infants too young to be vaccinated. It's been so successful that Gorman says Children's Hospital is now seeking funding for a children's vision testing program based on its model.
We think that this will have a similar impact on children's vision here in our community.
Learn more about Children's Hospital and the Greater New Orleans Immunization Network at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.